What's going on, El Paso? You're listening to the Colder Zone Podcast, Season 3, with your hosts, Ed Stansberry and Jason Flores.
We're talking about all the top players, teams, and coaches in the Sun City.
Yeah, you think you know, but you have no idea.
Don't miss out on the behind-the-scenes talk of who's dominating on Friday Night Lights.
Download the Colder Zone Podcast on your favorite podcast application. Gia!
Come on. Original, they never will be.
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
TD who? TD3 in the house. Hey.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Colder Zone Podcast. I'm excited to be here. What about you, Ed?
Oh, we got the boy, Tyrone McDuffie, TD3 in the house. Guest hosting on the Colder Zone Podcast. Right, Jay Flo, right. How you feel about that?
It's the takeover, baby. It's the takeover. TD3 Northeast is in the house.
Hey, oh, it's very special. Northeast, baby. You know what that means.
Yes, oh, yeah, man. Oh, what? How cool is that, man, to have you here in studio with us? And you're with us for the long haul, man. You're going to sit in for the entire episode. Hey, it's not just Jay and Ed today. It's Jay, Ed, and our special host, guest host, TD3, Tyrone McDuffie. All 6'4", 300 pounds of him. Out here representing Parkland High School. We're going to talk about all this all episode long. Just committed to University of Colorado. Doing the damn thing, man. And we have been following Tyrone from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
From the beginning, Jay. Tyrone, like, even before anybody, at least the media outlets, right? Because there's people around town already had a buzz about you coming up, doing what you did, being a multi-sport athlete. But Jay and I had our radar set on you when you were at Parkland Middle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I kind of seen it all. You know, I've been around Parkland for a long time. Yes.
Used to be their ball boy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I remember going out to the games and see Tyrone after the game. Like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Stanton?
Who is that 6-foot ball boy over there?
How come he's not on the field? I'm in the seventh grade, sir. Oh, okay.
And you just knew, like, obviously, right? Like, you know, that's one part that's God-given, right? It's genetics, is the size. And we saw Tyrone back then and said, yeah. Wow, watch out, man. Hey, so how has it been? I know you got a lot off your plate, you know, going into your senior year. Talk about what this journey has been like for you.
Man, the journey's been great, being around the Parkland family for a long time, as long as I can remember, winning championships by districts, you know, district championships. And it means so much, you know, to put on for my city. Not just my city, but the Northeast town. Parkland holds a special place in my heart. And, you know, we got one more run. We ain't done yet.
That's right. That's right. I like it. And I just have to throw this in there. I did live on Quail Street.
You did?
That's right. So I got a little Parkland in me a little bit. It didn't work out. We moved. We went to Irvine, but Parkland is a special place. And when you got there on campus, man, the vibe, the culture had already changed, right? Yes, that tradition, that history has always been there. But to see the park, to walk into that stadium on Friday nights and to see that side of the stadium just jam-packed, man, that had to have been so much fun for you over the last 3 years.
It's been so much fun. I mean, obviously, we're the best team in the Northeast. You know, we got the band rocking and pumping. Our principal's out there. We got the cheerleaders. You know, our fans is filled out the games. I think we sold out, like, every game my freshman year. So, I mean, it's awesome community to be a part of.
Dude, it's one of the best games to go to. We love going out to the park. Yeah. But when did it get called the park?
That probably started about six to seven years ago.
That was Dr. Hanson, wasn't it? Yeah.
I remember that. And that was a place to be.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. We had so much fun. Hankins,
everything was out. Man, everybody was out there.
Go grab me some nachos real quick in the gym.
Those were the
best. Oh, man. So your season, your senior season is here. You just announced your commitment to University of Colorado. Let's talk about the recruiting process a little bit. Talk about the schools that you had that were recruiting you pretty heavily, and walk us through your decision and that process, making your decision with Colorado.
Yeah, the recruiting process was great. I mean, you know, I had offers from all over the country, really. UTEP, UTSA, Colorado, you had New Mexico. And I visit almost every one of those schools, but Colorado stood out to me the most. So my official visit, you know, I get off the airplane, I'm getting shaken hands by the head coach.
Wow.
You know, assistant coaches, current players, former players. It was a true family atmosphere, and I wanted to be a part of that. And, you know, it was hard. It was a hard decision to make, but I feel like we made the right decision. We, my family, we talked. And, you know, Colorado Buffaloes, you know, they coming. We coming.
Yeah.
We coming for sure.
No doubt about it, man. Following in the footsteps of the great Steven Montez, who's a Colorado alum. I know plenty of kids that have gone through that program. Obviously, ties with Coach Calderell, man. What a beautiful setup you're going to have at the next level, man. I'm excited for you. That is taken care of and out of the way. Jay Flo, what's going on over there?
Oh man,
you mixing beats?
Hey, nah, let me
you mixing
you.
Beats over there. What's hey, going on?
Let me tell you what happened. Tyrone walked in and said, "Hey, I'm about to take over." And I said, "Whoa, man, you start touching buttons."
TD3 takeover.
I was like, "Whoa, man!" I was like, "Hey, you can't just be touching buttons like that." Over here, talking about if he ruled the world.
Oh yeah, pump me up real quick.
Hey. Hey, man, we really appreciate you coming out today, man. Hey, sitting through this whole show.
We're going to talk a little bit about some wide receivers, TD3. You down with that?
Oh, absolutely.
They ain't catching the ball if you ain't blocking. So, right. You know, you can add your input in on this episode. But, this is going to be an exciting episode 2 already. 21,000 downloads, holding it down for the Coldest Zone. And we got our very special, the guest host, TD3 Takeover, Tyrone McDuffie in studio. We got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about the top 5 wide receivers here in the Sun City, El Paso, El Chuco, Mi Corazon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. See y'all.
Welfare supporters, more conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike.
Hey there. This is Thomas Folden with PPR Real Estate Investment Services. I'm a commercial real estate agent in El Paso, and I believe where you do business ultimately affects the amount and type of business you do. Like a well-placed marketing or advertisement sign, a business location serves as your message to the public. I help businesses find success and take steps to increase legitimacy in their company by placing them where their operation can be successful. Whether you're looking to move out of the basement for your first location or adding an investment property for your portfolio, I can help find the best location for you. Give me a call at 915-408-8588 or visit www.therealtortom.com. Best of luck to all the El Paso High School football players this season.
I be in a loop, she be in a group, Brody want a friend, huh.
Yeah.
Turn something to nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bro, I'm living proof.
You still there, TD3?
Yes, sir.
We the who's
hey, let's vibe, man. Let's go. Season's almost here, man. Your senior year.
I ain't even giving it. Running up a silly shit. Staying out the internet.
Share the stage with Billie Eilish. Turn it any given time. Personal partners, pillow talking, cause I got rich without
them. Hey. Ooh, I'm feeling this, man. This one of your songs, Tyrone?
Hey, it's my song right here.
Yeah, baby. Hey, we're gonna hit some questions with you here in a second, but well, let's welcome everybody back. Welcome back to Cold Zone Season 3, Episode 2, the TD3 Takeover. Tyrone McDuffie in the house. You got your boy J Flo. Hey, we got fellas. We got some breaking news. We gonna break this news before KTSM, before Channel 9, before Colin Deaver or Sam Guzman get their hands on it. We are breaking news right now, and I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah.
Not only because you're my brother, mm-hmm. you're my best friend,
mm-hmm.
but you just got called up, my dog.
Let's go.
You are now sitting on the stage
mm-hmm.
permanently.
Hey.
For the best high school football show here in Texas, in El Paso, KTSM 9 Overtime. Let's welcome Jason Flores.
Yo,
I'm so happy for you, man. We were working out when we got that call from Colin, and you know, he asked, and hey. That opportunity, this is what we do all this for. In the event this ever happened, you were ready and you were prepared. You've done many shows already. We have so much fun doing Friday Night Football.
This is what we do.
Covering players like Tyrone McDuffie, the third, TD3, all these other players in El Paso. J Flo, congratulations, my dude. I love you, man. How does it feel? I know you're nervous. I know this first show. We got our promo shoot and commercial shoot next week. Yeah. I know you're nervous, but tell me how you really feeling.
You know what, dog? I'm a little nervous. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a little nervous. I think I'm a little bit more nervous about dropping this little gut because I didn't think I was gonna be on TV that much.
So TV adds 10 pounds, right? Everybody hears that saying. Well, that HD camera, you gonna add another 10 pounds to
10,
that.
20 to that as well. Nah, man, I'm hyped up, man. Shout out to my boy CD and Channel 9 for... You know, just for considering me, man.
Right.
Because you know I was going to be there, man.
Right.
You know, because I've been throwing Preston's, like, trash every Friday night for him. And I've been sticking around the studio. But you know what, man? I'm happy to do it. This is what I love to do, man.
I think, and sorry to cut you off, but I want to share this with our audience. It's not like you just... appeared out of the blue, or because you're my best friend, you're getting on the show. You've been at every show with me for the last 7 years. I'm going on season 8, bro.
Season 8.
And you have been there in studio helping us put together the show, helping us with scores at the end of the games, helping us with stats. You've been there. Yeah. So it was an easy choice.
It
was an easy choice to bring you on full time. The Godfather, Rick Hernandez, he's coaching his grandson out in Austin.
Mm.
And his grandson is, he's on Stansberry Certified Radar out in Austin.
Wow.
He's a quarterback getting it done, going to be a freshman on varsity. And they asked Rick to help coach this season. So that's why he's not going to be able to be here on Friday night. But, hey, when one door closes... Another door opens.
Yes,
is that how that saying goes? Tyrone, is that right?
One door closes, another one
opens. There it is. Yes, and that door is wide open, J Flo. So let's drop a beat right now because it's a party. I'm so happy for you, man. It's going to be so fun. Oh, we taking that old school.
I'm going to the old school. I got my Northeast dudes in the house.
Hey, this could be the Northeast episode.
Shout out to Coach Hernandez, man. He did, what, 15, 16 years maybe?
I think he's up at 20. He was doing it with Fred Albers back in the day, man. Yeah. We're going to miss him. But, he'll be in town. Obviously, we're still doing all the stuff. For the Greater El Paso Football Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be back for that. But as far as 9 Overtime, 10:15 on KTSM News Channel 9.
Let's go.
Catch your boy, Colin Deaver, Sam Guzman, Ed Stansberry, and the newest member, Jason Flores.
Your boy, Jay Flo, is going to be on, man.
You better get them suits ready, dog.
No, now I got to go buy some more suits, but I'm down. I'm ready to go.
Hey, I can see TD3.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. I can see TD3 after a 10-15-year career in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
retiring, buying a big old ranch out here in El Paso. He got pops, and he got the family set up, right? I can see him taking over 9-OT, man.
Easy. I like to speak for a living, man. Easy.
He got that look. He got that Hollywood smile.
He got the smile.
You know, he got it all down packed, man.
And he got pops, too.
TD3, give me your honest opinion, and you're not going to hurt our feelings. 9 overtime, what's your thoughts watching that? Like, when you get to see that after a Friday night game, like, tell me where you're at with that.
Man, obviously the best after Friday night show in El Paso, man. You got my man Colin Deaver.
Yes.
You know, Ed, J Flo, y'all do an amazing job,
hey,
to be honest.
That's not even on the script.
Hey,
nice.
Hey, can we do NIL right now? You got Cash App, Venmo, TD3? Hey, that was pretty special of you and Colin, and I was out of town. When you made your announcement, but Colin called me and said, "Hey guys, if you're here, please be at Parkland. TD3 is going to make his commitment announcement, man." But I watched it out in California. I was sitting there watching it on my phone, man. That had to have been a special moment for you.
Man, it was very special. You know, I had 4 hats on the table. My heart was beating kind of fast, even though I knew what school I was going
right.
to. Had my mom on my left, my dad on my right, and put on the Colorado hat, you know, made it official. But, you know, it was very special. And the Colin did a great job organizing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just the city of El Paso to be there. And, man, it felt so good to commit.
No doubt. Now, did a lot of people know, or did you keep that, like, real tight-lipped going into that decision? Or did a lot of people kind of already know that was a school you were going to?
I kept it top notch. Yeah. Not a lot of people knew about it, so it was a big surprise.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
Me,
nice.
Pops, you know, Colin knew, the coaching staff knew, but it was a big surprise to some
nice.
People.
Man, yeah, that's got to be. I mean, that's why you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do them workouts, right? That's why you put your body through those sacrifices. That's why, you know, those practices and all those things you do in preparation is for that moment, man. Making that announcement, you'll sign your letter of intent, your LOI. You'll do the early signing in December?
Oh, I'm signing in December.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, man. So
dang.
To have that done, and we had this conversation with LJ last week, to have that done, that decision made before your senior season, man, just takes a whole, takes a load off of you, man. It takes that burden off of you. You can go out there and have fun one last time, your senior year. Go out with a bang and ball out.
Yes, sir. That's what I want. You know, focus on winning as many games as we can, trying to get back on top and, you know, just playing my last year of high school ball.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, fellas, enough of all that seriousness, man.
Okay. Hey, we did get at least that was a 5-star Google review right there for 9-OT, man.
From TD3.
Let's go. TD3, man, again, awesome. Congratulations to you. But let's go ahead and get into the Colder Zone quick questions, man.
Ooh.
You ready for these, man? All right, let's go ahead and get a little bit of questions, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. These are the Colder Zone top questions, quick questions, man. Here we go. Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat?
Instagram is where it's at.
Go ahead. I know you want to ask him. You asked LJ that question. Go ahead and ask him. Go ahead and ask him, how come some of these high school players only have one or two pictures for their Instagram? Like, how come you guys are taking everything down?
Hey, hold up. Before you answer, TD3, I've been thinking about this. And it's all these pictures, these young cats they got with their girls, right? At Western Playland, Wet n' Wild, at Boomerangs out there in the Northeast. Boomerang's still there?
Hey, Boomerang.
Anyways, but they break up, right? They go through this puppy love breakup, and they have to delete all their IG photos.
Right.
Does that sound right, TD3?
Yeah, that's always happening. That's just teenage drama right there. You know, you post for 6 months and then it's gone after that, you know? Yeah,
that's crazy. But, all right. Well, appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and move on to our next question, man. Who wins in arm wrestling? I know that you and LJ are boys. Man, you guys played AAU back in the day. Who wins in arm wrestling competition, you or Little John Martin?
Oh, that's easy, me.
Really? Yeah. Just that quick?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, he's a big dude, too.
He's a big guy.
He is a big dude.
I got a size 12 hand, so.
Damn.
All right. Well, then there goes that one, then. I got another question because this question I didn't know. What does LJ stand for?
Little John.
They really are boys, man.
Okay. Hey, right, maybe you are.
Were you on the AAU team that played Bronny?
No.
Yeah. You told us about that story, man.
Wasn't there for that tournament.
Dang, man. Ooh. Yeah, that'd have been nice, man.
All right, man. I got about two more questions.
Hey, I'm really vibing right now. You want me to hit a freestyle?
No, please
turn me
don't.
Up. Turn me up in my headphones.
Oh my god.
Me and TD3 got this.
Let's go. Go ahead. Here you go. Right here. There you go, man.
One, two, three, and I'm coming. I'm blowing the big Samoan. You know.
TD3 about to hit something, man. Go ahead,
big, that's about 20 bars.
Big Mac from the Northeast. We kicking, we chilling, we running this podcast. Me and Ed about to blow up. The best from the Northeast. You know what I'm saying? Parkland and Irvin, two greats. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's roll.
Hey, man,
we ain't no rappers either. We came up with that.
Hey,
right now.
That was off the fly.
All right, let's go ahead and move on, man. Remind me to edit this before this we keep going,
hey, this is my favorite episode. This is my favorite episode by far. Let's go.
All right, here we go. TD3, Chico's, Chick-fil-A, or Burrito House?
Ooh. Chico's Tacos.
Really?
Man.
Okay. I thought you being from Northeast, man. Every time I go back to Northeast, I love going to Burrito House, man. They got the best rice, too. All right. Cool deal. I tell you what. If you had a TV show, man, what would it be called?
The TD Maxx Show.
TD Maxx Show.
Well, me, my childhood, me, my dad, parents.
There you go.
Reality TV show. That would be cool.
All right.
I like that.
Hey. You got any questions for
TD3? Yeah, I want to know what your favorite pregame meal is. Let's start with there.
A chicken and steak burrito from Chipotle.
Ooh, yeah.
Chipotle's
okay.
Good, man.
Filling but healthy choice.
Yes,
I like
sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
Any pregame superstitions?
Ooh, I have to walk around the field at least 4 or 5 times before we warm up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. My headphones on, but by myself, I'm vibing, you know.
Ooh. Home and away.
Ooh. Okay. Hey, that's on the level of Shea Smith, my dog.
Yeah. You talk about intimidation.
Hey, I'm telling you this. We gonna have a whole damn team at every school walking around the field talking about they ready. That's nice. Another question for you. Let me see. You got me thinking about that freestyle.
Hey.
Freestyle.
I've got one more left, so go ahead, E.
Go ahead and hit him with yours.
All right, this is the last question right here. TD3, you have blocked for some really good running backs.
Yes,
man.
I have.
I mean, like some top dogs, man. If you could block for any running back that has played past or present, who would it be?
Oh, man.
don't fall in that trap, TD3.
From one Parkland great to another, man. I was in eighth grade when this guy was a senior at Parkland High School.
Okay.
But it would have to be the great Deion Hayes.
Great answer.
Blocking for that guy, man. That would have been
one of the best out of the Northeast ever.
But if you had a chance, somebody in the past, who else would you have blocked for?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with...
Tony DeQuir was really good.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. Tony Tony DeQueer was like the Deion Hankins in the 90s, man.
Tony DeQueer was
the man. Did you play running back or quarterback in high school, Ed?
Oh, I was the number two quarterback in the country, parade All-American, blue chip. Yeah,
that would have been a good, you know,
all
right, offensive side right there.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love that.
That's going to wrap it up. Wasn't the best kind of answer I wanted to hear.
You don't see what I see.
TD3, man. Shout out to TD3, the takeover.
He's here the entire episode. We're going to break down these top wide receivers, these top players here in the Sun City. We're flowing. We're getting it going. Season 3, episode 2, 21,000, top 5% download a podcast globally. We'll be right back. Gia. Mystical bring out a different side of East Ends, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we had a shout-out, Mr. McDuffie, Papa McDuffie. He's in the house, man.
Tyrone McDuffie II, TD2.
TD2.
In studio, holding it down.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the 915 Showcase top wide receivers for 2022.
The birds, man. TD3, favorite, before we get into J Flow's list, favorite wide receiver in the league right now, NFL.
Davante Adams, no question about it, man. Okay. That dude does it all, man, all over the field.
Good choice, man.
How do you think he's going to do with David Carr?
Derek Carr,
my quarterback.
Hey,
you know, quick story on that. When I was with the Houston Texans and David Carr was the number one overall pick that first year of the franchise in 2002, Derek Carr was probably 2-3 years old. And he'd be playing in the laundry bins in the locker room, dog. Never knew. Like, this dude, you know, I mean, obviously, that family was a little different, man. Yeah. You know, next level. I love DC. You know, he didn't have the career. Well, he played a long, long-ass time, I'll tell you that. But things didn't work out in Houston for him. They didn't work out for me. You know, so we were kind of in the same boat. But Derek Carr, man, I mean, he grew up with football all around him at the highest level, man.
He's a baller.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No doubt. Are you? Who's your NFL team, TD3?
Las Vegas, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So makes sense. You guys just got Raiders. Devontae
makes,
Adams, man.
Makes sense. That's good. All right.
All righty. Let's go ahead and get into the top wide receivers for 2022.
Gia.
I'm going to break it down by district, so however you want to see it.
Okay.
You can jump in whether you like it or not, TD3. I think I got one of your boys in here. So let's go ahead and start this off. I'm gonna start off with District 6A.
Okay.
Eastwood, Curtis Mudio, man. 1600 yards, 11 touchdowns, man.
Yeah.
He balled last year. And what is it? Andrew Martinez. He's gone. The big question right now is who's gonna be his quarterback? Do you know who his quarterback is, TD3?
I don't. One of my friends is over there, Jace Molden, man. His dad was a coach at Parkland, you know. He's fighting for the spot right now for Eastwood. He's a great kid, man. Great guy.
So one thing we know about Julio Lopez and the Eastwood Troopers is he's gonna have a quarterback ready.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know who Andrew Martinez was 3 years ago, right? Mm, yeah. And then he came in and exploded on the scene. There is somebody that is going to take over. Julio is going to have somebody ready. But that is the question mark for the Eastwood Troopers. It always is how long is it going to take this new guy? He's coming in with zero experience, zero starts.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take him to get acclimated with that Eastwood system, man, because they throw a lot, 40, 50 times a game. And Curtis needs somebody. He needs to go through them growing pains before district starts, no doubt about it, for him to have a great season.
Yeah. I mean, dude, they've had a quarterback for the last couple of years, actually, probably last 5-7 years. And shout out to their offensive lineman, dude. You can't just go back and just throw the ball up.
No.
So, yeah.
They're important.
All right, let's go ahead and keep going. In District 16A from Pebble Hills, Mr. Always Open, Marcus Torres.
Oh,
500
yeah.
yards, 4 touchdowns.
That's
man.
The nephew. Obviously, Marcus, Mark Torres' son going into his junior season, right?
Yeah.
Coming into his junior year, 14 Always Open. Marcus, I'll tell you what. When you have your dad as a head coach, you are watching 50% more film than anybody else on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's just what has, that's just, it's just how it happens yeah. When your dad's the head coach. He knows how to run his routes. He has the speed. He has the agility. Is size an issue? I don't think so. He's quick. He's going to be in slot. They're going to get him the ball. Ochoa is going to get the job done, get it into the hands. They got multiple weapons on that Pebble Hills offense with Marcus Torres being one of them. And he is definitely somebody that we're going to see in our top five list this season.
Yeah, and then, shoot, man, you know what? We'll just stay with Pebble Hills. In District 6A, Jaleel Boast, he balled out last year, 544 yards, 7 touchdowns. I think this might be his year, dude.
He's screaming D1 right now. Inside, I'm a D1 receiver. You know what? He has to go out there and show it. A great season last year. He needs to ball out like nobody's business coming into this season if he wants to get on the radar.
All right. This other guy, dude, I like him. I like his quarterback. I think they did a great job their sophomore year. Anthony Miranda, the junior from America's High School, 800 yards, 5 touchdowns.
You remember Patrick Melton, Pete Gaiman on us with mm-hmm. Anthony Miranda. Very explosive at the wide receiver position. I like his stock. I like what he has in front of him with Mark Moore at quarterback. He could have 2,000 yards receiving
that dude's a baller,
this
man.
Season, Mark Moore? Man. What do you think about Mark Moore? What do you think about Anthony Miranda? Go ahead.
Mark, man, that dude, big quarterback, man. Yeah. Man, that dude got heart. He can play, man. Watch out for the America's Trailblazers.
No doubt. That's love, man.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Who said we all can't get along, man?
70-yard bomb, man, in that quarterback challenge last year, man.
Yeah, America's.
He let it rip.
Is going to be nice. Anthony Miranda, he could steal the show. With Mark Moore at quarterback, he could steal the show this year as the top wide receiver in the city.
Ooh. All right, let's go and keep going, man. We're going to stay in District 6A.
Okay.
Staying on the west side. Bo Sparks balled out last year, 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns. He has a brand new quarterback, though.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts of his quarterback? What are your thoughts? You think he can get it to him?
I love him. I loved him as a freshman quarterback on varsity. We talked about this last episode. Shea Smith is the best athlete on the field at any given time. You put your best athlete at quarterback. Shea Smith can throw the ball. He's going to get it into Bo Sparks' hands. Bo Sparks reminds me of Edelman, dude. Back in the day with Tom Brady, yeah. Dropping dimes, making moves, taking it to the house. He's been active in his offseason this summer. Bo Sparks putting in the work in the camps. This dude is running routes, accelerating past defenders. Great hands. He, no doubt about it, he's one of my top five wide receivers right now coming into this season, his senior campaign for the Franklin Cougars.
TD3, what do you think about Bo Sparks, man?
Fast, man. That dude has speed I ain't never seen before, man.
Yeah.
He could play slot, wide out, man. That dude could run for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and move over to District 5A in the Northeast. Anthony Rivera from Chapin High School.
Another good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that dude. The kid's a baller. He's got like 4 or 5 brothers, and they all ball out, right? Yeah.
and they all look the same.
They all look the same too, man.
We ran into Anthony Rivera a couple of times at the Don Haskins basketball games last year. Jay,
yeah, that's right.
And he was there watching his little brother, who we're hearing is going to be the next quarterback for Chapin High School, right?
So he's got Anthony Rivera has a brother that's a junior.
Okay.
And I think he's looking to be the quarterback. Does that sound right, TD3?
I think Evan should be a sophomore this year.
Okay.
And he should be the quarterback for the Chapin team. And those two together, they can do some great
for things. Varsity?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I take it back to Irvin back in 96, 95 when it was me and my older brother. I threw for 1,200 yards, right? That was my sophomore season. 900 of those yards were to my brother. But we just had this intuition, right? We had this, he knew how to get open. I knew how to find him. He was always there, and I would drop him. I see that happening with the Riveras, right? But the quarterback, the younger brother, if it's Evan, that's going to make or break the season for Anthony, unless coach gets creative on how they get the ball into Anthony's hands, which I know he can do.
All right. Let's go ahead and stay out in the Northeast, man. From Andrews High School, the senior in District 15A, Malcolm Anderson. Now, I know we all kind of see him as a running back, but he did a little bit of everything last year.
We might as well put him in the top five for every position, man, because Malcolm gets it done everywhere, right?
40 receptions, 874 yards, and 10 touchdowns.
Wow.
There was no way I was going to be able to leave him out of this list, man.
No. And
he got like a 4.0 GPA.
That's the right choice, man. We told Army's getting a great athlete, a great cadet. Anderson, we can look forward to a great season from him.
TD3, what's your thoughts on him?
Man, I knew Malcolm since elementary school. Dude,
really?
Man. We went to the same elementary school. Nice. Dude's athletic, fast. You know, he could do it everything all over the field, and Army's getting a good one.
Nice.
All right, this is my last guy. Oh, wait, no, I think that was my last guy. Look at TD3. Like,
You're missing one.
He was like, hold on.
Let TD3 break this one down for us, man.
Go ahead, TD3.
Best right receiver in the in El Paso coming up. DJ Kress, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Man. Texas Tech commit, man. Been on the varsity for the last two seasons now. Dude can straight out ball, man.
No doubt.
Just a baller.
What's up? What's DJ like as a teammate, TD3?
Man, he brings the energy, man, for the skill guys. You know, he's always in practice. He's just a great teammate overall, man. And check this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but there's no other team in El Paso with two Division I commits.
He said it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me check my thing. Let me check my facts. Nah, I don't see anybody.
Look out for the Parkland Matadors this year, man. We reload every year. Watch out for us. We are coming for that district championship.
No doubt about it. I couldn't have said it better myself, Tyrone. Yes.
Hey, man, that's it. Tyrone just wrapped up our top wide receivers for 2022. We got some ballers out there, Ethan.
Shout out my guy, DJ, man. Keep working, man.
Yeah, no doubt, Tyrone. That's our top five wide receivers, Jay. Great list. We had some other guys on there, guys to look out for, man. Exciting season upon us.
Yeah.
You know, like, last year was good, right? We didn't have to deal with COVID like we did in 2020. But still, this I feel like there has been no interruptions, man. And I feel like it's setting up for a great season, this 2022 season. I'm excited. I got my boy going to be to the right of me on 9 overtime. I got TD3 going to University of Colorado. So, you know, I'm going to hit you up for them tickets, man. Hey. But Tyrone, just, you know, as we wind up, as we wrap up, man, talk to us about what you're expecting from your senior year. What El Paso can expect from you going into your senior campaign, your last year here in the 915.
Last ride, man. Expect us to be the Parkland Matadors. We're not going to change anything. We're going to score a lot of points, and we're going to stop the other team from scoring, and it's going to be that simple.
Wow.
Let's go, man.
That's it, man. Hey, Tyrone, it's been a pleasure having you here in the Colder Zone studio, man. Thank you. A million thank yous to you. Always, man. We got so much love for you, man. I'm so happy
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for your family. I'm so happy for the Parkland Matadors to have you there at their school. And, man, we wish you nothing but the best. It's been a great episode. One of my favorite episodes, Jay Flo. Yeah. That is episode 2, season 3 of the Coldest Zone. It's your boy, Ed Stansberry, Jay Flo, and TD3, Tyrone McDuffie. We'll see y'all next week. Don't forget, tell your friends, tell your family. Coldest Zone Podcast 915. Gia, and we're out. Woo!
Mic check 1 2 1 2. You wanna beef with the king? What is you gonna do? When you show up on the scene, one or two guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2 on 2. If you do happen what I do, then you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for a sucker nigga to flex. Show him this ain't the squad for a nigga to test. Pimp my nuts too large and we way too fresh. Work well with 9s, 8Ks, and texts. They're quick to check a lane like a game of chess. You wanna beef, nigga, bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front the back gate yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front the back gate.